This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, May 26. Well, we have the wheat markets under some pressure yesterday, and that stemmed largely from the corn market, which completely fell apart about mid-session. We started out firm in wheat, but by the end of the day, we actually had an outside day lower. Corn markets touch limit down briefly, and then they traded back and forth off limit and limit for the rest of the session. But it was a pretty big wipeout for the corn space. As the market has broken down below a minor trading range that was established over the last week or so, and it certainly looks like we're headed to test the major trading range from last winter and spring, and that is still about a 40 cents below us on the corn market. In wheat, we've taken out those old double tops in Chicago and Kansas City, so now we're looking at the lows that were put in late March, early April, probably will come down to test those lows. So we still got about 50 cents in Chicago wheat, about 40 cents in Kansas City wheat. Minneapolis is pretty close to testing that old double top breakout, so it's a much different formation in Minneapolis. We're still holding significant support levels, and I would think at this point that Minneapolis would still be looking to hold that support. We've still got a drought across the northern plains. They've had some rain, especially across north central Montana, but the further east you go, the more the drought was entrenched. And granted, they have had some light rains to get things going, but as you head into June, if the rains aren't timely, then I think the spring wheat crop sees another round of stress. So my guess is that Minneapolis will hold its own against Kansas City and Chicago. You're just about to start the major part of harvest in the southern and central plains, and it's tough to rally a market during harvest. And for spring wheat, you're just starting the growing season, so there's a lot of time between when the trade feels that spring wheat crop is made or when you feel comfortable about what production will be. So I would expect that the spreads will start to widen out again, with Minneapolis gaining against Chicago in particular, but also against Kansas City. Now that said, with harvest about to begin, of course we're already harvesting in far southern Texas, but usually Memorial Day is the official kickoff to harvest as you get into central Texas. Now we've got a lot of rain coming for that region, central Texas all the way up north into Nebraska. So virtually all of those central plains, which really didn't need any more rain, they're going to get a lot. It's not a big deal for Kansas on north, but even Oklahoma, which is trying to dry down pretty fast, and harvest just around the corner for them, they don't need this rain. But if it continues, then you're going to start hearing the trade talk about quality issues and yield declines because of too much rain on mature wheat. So all of a sudden, we have a much different situation going on in the southern and central plains. And I think that's why wheat, while it was lower yesterday, it bounced off the lows as we got into the close. And it's certainly not feeling the kind of pressure that corn is, and certainly not feeling the kind of pressure you would think when you're looking at monster yields coming out of Kansas. You know, record yields is what is being projected there. Not record acres, so you're not going to have record production, but still, you're looking at a much better crop coming out of Kansas than we even thought about here 5-6 weeks ago, and certainly as you had that major freeze come through. So we'll see how Mother Nature dishes up here for this these next few weeks, but I think by and large, unless you just get continuous rains and it really caused a problem for harvest, wheat market's going to be tough to rally. And I think at this point too, the corn market saw a great deal of damage done to the charts yesterday. Corn, in a matter of 20 minutes, dropped about 30 cents. It was pretty breathtaking to watch the market just implode. There were rumors floating around that China was canceling old crop sales and shifting them over to new crop. It's something we've talked about quite a bit. We hadn't seen much evidence of that, just some small sales, but with the kind of price action we saw yesterday, most likely it's on a much larger scale. We also saw the fund selling kick in once you started to break below that little trading range and get into some algorithms, then we just saw it feed on itself. And of course, you've got just the crop in general off to a pretty stellar start. It's we had drought across the northern plains, well, we do, and into the northern Midwest, but some timely rains there and plenty of moisture in the rest of the Midwest and excellent planting conditions. The weather was open, so the corn crop is 90% planted as of last weekend, and that's well ahead of schedule. Normally, when you get the corn crop in early, you lean toward better than average yields. And of course, there's plenty of talk about acres, seeing a lot more acres put in than what the March prospective plantings report suggested. Now, they're talking anywhere from 2 million to 5 million acres. 5 million is at the extreme high end of additional acres, but still, you get it in early. You look at above average yields and even a couple million acres, it quickly takes you up into a more comfortable ending stock situation. Now, that said, we're in a very tight ending stock situation for old crop. Demand for corn is enormous, not only domestically, but from an export consideration. So you still have the entire growing season in front of you, and any hint of a weather problem, completely changes the dynamics of the market. So I look for corn to get down to around the 550 level on the front month. And in the Julys, it's not that far away. We're about 50 cents away from that, and 50 to 60 cents. So it's within reach. And I think with the kind of momentum that we've seen in this sell-off here a couple weeks ago, we had 2 days where the market was down very fast as we got into the May expiration. And then yesterday, I think, started that next leg down. I would expect that you'll probably put in your lows right on the 1st of June. It's very often right at the 1st of the month you see those turns, and I'm guessing we'll get that. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to, start going straight up. I think as long as weather stays good through the Midwest, and certainly with the kind of start that we have, the moisture setup that we have right now, at least 2 weeks it would carry us with this setup. Now, there's more rain coming. As long as those rains are coming, or at least in the forecast, it's going to be tough to rally the corn or bean market. So I think the market's probably just going to hover. Well, I do think we're going to come down and test the 550, whether you do it quickly and then just pace sideways, or whether you just kind of work your way lower. We're still expecting that you'll test those major breakouts before we start a next leg up. And that, I think, is still in the cards as well. So it's a setup that could offer some enormous potential here that, the market corrects, the options deflate. You kill some time. And with the early planting progress, pollination will be early. So you're pretty comfortable looking at the September options. You don't have to look at December for corn or November for soybeans. You should be well done with pollination long before those options expire on the September contracts. So it makes us a little more confident in which month to be in. And the potential to the upside is enormous because odds are that if you're going to have a significant increase in corn acres, it's going to come from bean acres or some other crops, but primarily it would probably come from beans. So I think that beans are the place to be, even though corn is the biggest bull market. Brazil had a record soybean crop and it's all but already all exported. And corn certainly is the driver. That's the tightest supply. But as we get into the acreage report on June 30th, one would think that you're going to not have as many soybean acres, or if you have an increase in corn, that it would come primarily from soybeans. It could come from some hay, could come from spring wheat across the Dakotas. That is definitely a possibility. But with the increase in corn, soybeans are probably going to be increase in corn acres, soybeans are probably going to be the place to be as far as a weather potential bull market. Speaking of rain, we've had the Midwest again getting a lot of rain. We're seeing the Northern Plains, the forecast return to the warm and dry conditions. This is why I think Minneapolis is going to take hold again here and start to at least hold against the other two winter wheat markets. Basis for corn is still very strong in the southern and central plains and at the Gulf. So, the cash market's not wanting to break as much as the board. So obviously the demand is still there. The expectations that you're still going to have a strong Chinese export program is going to support cash. Ethanol demand is huge. The margins for the ethanol plants are enormous. So you're still going to continue to see the grind there be strong. So, you know, the demand is still there for corn domestically and internationally. But I think the market is kind of a little more comfortable now with the rumors of some Chinese cancellations. You're not going to see as much of a push for the old crop stocks. Now that's assuming that these cancellations are confirmed. It's unlikely we'll see that in tomorrow's export sales report, but likely next week's that would show up. So for the next few weeks, I still look for the markets to work their way lower, especially for wheat as we get into harvest, unless you see some major delays. But we're looking at, again, very good yields coming out of Kansas, and I think that's going to be the driver, especially as you get into mid-June when you'll be harvesting across most of Kansas. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.